And I got that John Deere going.
And then wait, so you're so hung up on me. What happens if you don't get the HJ? Then you start smacking around?
No, what? No, dude.
What happens?
I mean, if she violates the commandments, obviously I'm going to fucking, I'm not going to hit her, but I'm going to like physically use my size to corral her.
So
like,
you know.
If I, like, if I caught her committing adultery?
No. I'm talking about like you're denied.
Like say I fuck.
Do we get there?
Dude, I don't know.
That's a common offense. Like say you were like, you know, I don't need God. Like these scientists will save us all and, you know, we'll live in a science-based Heathenism. Utopia with technology. If I caught my wife saying shit like that, I'd fucking be like, no, you're going
okay,
against the first
what I'm asking is what happens.
You're worshiping
when,
someone else rather
what
than
happens when
creator.
Your wife denies you your weekly hand job?
I just go out and work harder, dude. What are you talking about?
Okay.
I just work harder. Yeah, I run faster, more money. Jump higher, you know. Work harder.
What if it never comes?
It's coming, dude.
What if it doesn't?
That's our union. It's coming. She knows. She knows exactly when I'm
just
at the point.
Coming.
She knows when I'm about to like get up in her face. Like she knows when I'm about to be like fuck, is that, are you worshiping someone other than our Lord and God? She knows. I've you know.
Have
like,
you ever had to deal with that?
Yeah, have you ever had to flex on her?
Idolatry?
Yeah.
No, just not.
Have you been like, hey, I'm not getting the
Lord's
jibs.
Orders.
No, like, dude, I don't, no, I mean, if she's disrespecting, obviously, her father or mother, I might kind of get down and breathe down her neck a little.
Oh, yeah, dude.
But, yeah, she's usually right away. Like, no, you're right. Fuck, I forgot about that.
I feel like when you're dating a woman and if they like you, they figure out you're like, comes per week and then they lower it to like where they're like you can only have not this many but like I'm only going to give you this many comes per month before you start getting mad.
They test
you,
yeah,
and,
they
do,
they
you
test.
Know you know what I mean?
No, I don't know.
You know, like in a relationship, you start fucking, you fuck a lot, and then it uh-huh. starts to like wane off because like
well,
I don't
yeah,
to fucking
I get
all
that,
this, you know, like,
yeah, but
that
never like the exact number.
There's they got you dialed in.
There's
they got you dialed
come
in.
Math.
It's like when they're getting their period, you know that you're like, oh, she's getting her period. This is gonna stink.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes.
Would you say women get pretty crazy on their periods?
Would I say they get crazy yeah. on
their- Or just like kind of like irritable? And like, it's like a different person. Would you say it's almost like dealing with a different person? I was curious. I don't know. I don't have an opinion. I'm curious what you think. What would you say?
Would you say women get irritable on their periods?
You know, so it's they have, you know, and you kind of are, that's their rhythm. They know when you're fucking... When you all come
when
a pause,
my cum cycle, pause, is, my cum yeah. cycle is.
They know, dude. They know. Yeah. When you all come a pause,
no, dude. They know. I come all the time.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
How are you initiating sex to come all the time?
What are you
like
talking
that?
About? I mean, what I'm saying is, like, I'm coming. I'm coming no matter what.
How long have you guys been dating for?
For 3 months.
Oh, come on, dude. 6 months is when it, you know.
It's a five.
Oh, 6 months.
You're not in the, you know, you're in the later stages of being a mayor for, you know, 6 years and 4 to 5 and a half months, dude.
You never know.
Clearly, I have no
you're
idea.
You're in an LTRBs?
Yeah.
You're in an LTR?
I'm like 6 years.
Damn, dude. Yeah, man. Crushing.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you.
You're also talking to a guy who dated someone for 8 years.
Gay.
Really?
Oh, wait.
Yeah. Dating for 8 years is gay.
8 years.
That's partner status.
Yeah, dude.
And marry you immediately, past 7, dude. You're like,
if I, dude, oh my God. Guys, if I was out there getting pussy out there, I'd be marrying. I'm right away, marriage instantly.
Dude, marriage is the only way.
That's the hottest Tinder profile, man. Look, bitches, I'm not fucking around. I'm trying to get married. All right?
HJs every week.
I'm going to tuck my shirt. I only untuck my shirt for an HJ.
Yeah, because the pulling out of the shirt is like a warm up.
That's when she knows.
Yeah,
she's like, "Well, you're untucked." Need I say more?
Did your lady say anything about N1s?
What's that?
If you're rocking N1s under your pants.
What's M1s?
N1s.
Shorts.
N1s. The shorts.
Nah, I don't do that around the lady.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's guy stuff. That's
boy stuff. Yeah, you keep the N1 for the boys.
Put on the tight whites. Yeah, dude.
You don't watch Hot Sauce Highlights with the girls. It's for the boys.
Damn, dude.
It's a sick fucking short.
I could be
dude.
An N1 model, dude.
That's all. Dude. That's all.
If I lost like 10 pounds, dude.
You hold a basketball like this in some shorts?
Yeah. Damn, that guy's tatted
up. Why is that guy in the pink just like a naked?
Yeah, what is that guy?
Where's
those
that?
Those aren't Anwans.
That's not Anwans.
That's not Anwans.
Get out of here, dude.
What the fuck, dude?
That Epstein Island one,
guy looks like this guy looks like he lives in an apartment.
That is not.
Looks like the
fair. He lives in an apartment.
He doesn't own his own home, I'll tell you that.
He clearly doesn't own. He rents, dude.
Damn, dude. Those Anwans are fly as
hell. Those are classics right there.
It's Iris Saint Le Classic right there, dude.
Damn, dude. Wow. Camo in one. Damn, dude.
Damn.
Red camo.
I might go and fuck up a whole check on
this. That's how you go bankrupt.
I might fuck up a whole check on some N1s.
Pull up to the Walmart.
I'm in the hole for what, M1s?
I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to have to be slim eating.
Oh, my God, dude.
Matt, you should sell N1 shorts for merch.
That would be sick.
You can do like an overprint.
Just like steam a patch on
them. I'm telling you, we're going to be making money.
Oh, they're the that's the ones I used to rock. Yeah, the classic blacks. Black with the oh, dude.
And those are fake Jordans?
Oh, that's a dude. No, they might be Shaqs.
Yeah, Shaq.
Yeah, I was heavy into the Shaqs shoes and N1. That's I balled in nothing but Shaq shoes and N1.
Are you serious?
Whoa, dude.
That's Shaq all because you put his shit at like Kmart and Walmart and everything. Yeah, those fake Jordans. They're all Shaqs.
Shaq bought Reebok.
What?
He owns Reebok.
Well, I mean, these weren't Reebok at the time.
No. Shaq owns fucking Reebok?
He just bought Reebok like 2 months ago, maybe a month
Shaq
ago.
Shaq bought all of Reebok.
Yeah. Yeah, he bought Reebok
really?
For like 20
mil. Damn,
Shaq's a mogul.
That's
dude.
How they got out of it.
I mean, I know
Shaq. Somebody should tell him.
That's why he saved it.
Shaq's also involved in the general like, as well.
Yeah, Shaq's a businessman.
Yeah, general guy.
He's got everything.
General.
Yeah. Damn, dude.
I'm dude, sure. Next stop, Shaq's got to be selling boner pills. That would be the next stop.
I saw Shaq on a show where they build like treehouse homes.
Why was Shaq there?
Because he wanted a free treehouse home. He just showed up and like cooned for this white guy the whole movie.
I thought that was like you snuck in a joke there.
Because
he wanted a treehouse.
Look,
wait, what are you accusing Shaq of?
Damn,
cooning. Look at that. Whoa. That's cooning right there.
Not. Look at that fucking treehouse.
That's cooning.
What?
Yeah,
he wouldn't be excited. Why can't he just be excited?
How is that?
Look at this fake. You should have seen him the whole thing. The whole thing, he was like, I'm Shaq. You got a little man. All right, I'm sorry. You're right. You guys are right.
What?
How can I call
that's
somebody
why Shaq's
something?
That's a goddamn billionaire, dude. That's how he buys
Reebok. That's what billionaires do. They build weird treehouses.
They don't
think
about that kind of shit. They're like, oh, what's how's this look? He was like, the treehouse rules. Oh, by the way, I'm buying and
he gave that
Reebok.
Guy his jacket.
So?
So what?
That guy's a millionaire, dude. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
That guy's.
Come on, man.
Yeah, come on, man.
come on, man. Classic.
I'm telling the guy who just bought Reebok and part of Papa John's.
Wait, so that guy built a treehouse for Shaq? Yeah,
dude. He's also a cop, too. He's a fucking pig, Shaq.
Yeah, dude.
He's a cop?
Wait, yeah, he's a sheriff in Miami, in Florida.
What?
This guy rules, dude. Yeah. This guy fucking rules. I'm going to put it out here.
Dude, how's it going to be if Shaq found laundry?
Shaq's not a coon.
Dude, if Shaq found the laundry,
I'm sorry, Shaq.
Yeah, why attack the guys who do so good? This
I'm sorry, Shaq.
Why are you mad at Shaq?
No, I've been big up in Shaq. He should be Donkey Kong. Remember we had that discussion earlier?
Shaq should play Donkey Kong.
So you learn about Shaq, you're like, he should be Donkey Kong.
I think his next purchase is going to be like Nintendo.
Yeah.
If Shaq acquires Nintendo, he will be the new Donkey Kong.
We're going to make a first party Shaq Fu.
Dude.
Yeah, man. Why can't just black men have a good time and buy businesses well?
Why are you shitting on them?
Epithets at them, dude.
Why is he wearing glasses?
Because he's fucking old, dude. He's old as hell.
You have
this
a problem
the first
with a black
time
man?
No, he's never Shaq worn years, glasses dude. In any other picture.
You sound like my grandfather seeing a black man with glasses.
Why did they get to wear glasses?
Why is he wearing glasses?
That's the merch, bro. Dude.
What are you talking about? So mad at a man wearing glasses.
Nah, dude.
Nah, Shaq's dude, he's old. People when they're 50, their eyes go.
Yeah, you're right.
He's 8'2".
You know what? He does wear glasses on TBS all the time. You know, I take it back.
Man.
I'm just fucking wrong, dude. I'm just fucking wrong.
You just hate black people, man.
Dude, I love black people.
True.
Wow.
I fucking love black
people. Who's your favorite black girl?
Yeah, who's
person? People. Then.
Who's your favorite black
girl? Who's your favorite black
girl? That's the best one, the white guy. Yo,
you didn't take some out.
Yes, dude.
Dude, is that's that a what? Boner Patrol, dude.
Wait, is
stole
that
a, your shit.
Look at the pink one.
Black guy. Oops. My dick's out.
Oops. Why is that fake?
On BeWild.com, of course, dude. How sick is that?
That's fucking king gear.
Yes, dude.
Lemaire. You step your game up, dude. Start wearing those to the mics.
I mean, that's
like, oops.
Yo, absolutely. Black King, dude. I want a Black King shirt.
Those white guys?
Yeah,
that's a white guy.
I want a Black King shirt. That's fucking what's up.
Black King's oop shirt.
Dude. Do you know how racist that would look?
What's the oath?
Dude, what is the black?
Can you read the oath?
What's the black man oath?
Let me see here.
I want Lemaire to read it because I don't want him to, like,
yeah, it's like, yeah, you're allowed to read it because Lemaire's here.
There we go.
I didn't say it.
There we go, Lemaire. You got to read the oath, bro.
Dude, what are you, hitting the ads?
I have no problems with you, my fellow black brothers. My goal is to support and uplift you and not fear you.
Tear you down.
Tear you down and hurt you. We have enough enemies already.
I have
a fucking man,
no
dude.
Problems with you, my black brother.
Yeah, but didn't
let you
just,
Shaq enjoy treehouse, dude.
Go after right. Shaq I'm for wearing sorry, glasses Shaq. And building treehouses.
Yeah, this is the first time any black guy's idea about black people has been changed by white guys.
What?
I don't know. I think the I think that. They got in on a... You know, they said like Dr. Martin Luther King. The FBI.
Was yeah. Oh yeah, good job.
Now everyone.
Oh,
hates
why are you looking up Emmett Till?
Oh yeah,
no,
dude.
Man, don't look this up. Who did this?
I just thought he changed a lot of white people's mind about black people.
Jesus,
God
Christ.
Damn it! Get
God, Danny, knock it
I'm
off.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make it nasty.
You made it nasty.
David Duke
made,
back
yeah,
there.
What I was saying is,
he's like, you want to see something? I think
an example of that.
Hey, I'll tell you something good.
The black example of a glasses. White guy is changing the black people's minds about another black person. Martin Luther King's prime example. Now, if you bring up Martin Luther King, people are like. Pfft.
A lot of people.
Super. It's really woke to be like that colorblind bullshit.
He cheated on his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So wait, yeah. So the FBI bugged his hotel room.
Mm. Okay, so what does that have?
Same, you know, the same apparatus. Government we're under right now.
So why don't woke people like?
Because he cheated on his wife with white women.
He also promoted colorblindness. He couldn't tell. He couldn't tell they were white.
You're right.
He didn't see race, dude. He was just imagining their children playing together, dude. You know.
So that's what got woke people pissed
no,
off?
No, they're saying he preached like a colorblind being like, we're all the same kind of thing. You're not allowed to say that anymore in certain circles.
Why?
Because it's like, you know, it's like.
Triggering.
Not triggering. It's like letting. It's kind of like playing down the plight. That's a sick shirt, dude. That's kind of what's strange. It's like you're playing down the plight. It'd be like, look, we're the same.
Oh,
you know, you'd be like,
I get it.
Don't you dare
we're not
say
equals.
Our experience are the same.
Got it. Yeah. Got it.
Well.
Damn.
No, we are.
No,
but.
We're not, because it's an educated black man. His struggle is way different from mine, clearly.
Now you're just getting passive aggressive towards all. No, I'm kidding.
Pull up that dick picture again.
Yeah, Martin Luther King. Now it's like if you're like if you like bring him up in a quote, certain woke people will be like, boo.
I don't think. Yeah.
I wish
don't...
that's a danger educated black.
Yeah. Yes.
So you take out the G.
Is there Guardian? Is there a white version of that? Of
no.
A, oops, my dick came out shirt.
You just see a dome over the belt.
White dick t-shirt. Jesus ate my butt. Come on, yo, what the fuck, dude?
Wow. The how dare you, dude?
Big dick Nick.
Team sore dick.
Team sore dick. Black girl, white dick. Nice. Dude, all did right. You ever get into, Guardian, you pull up hashtag loving a black woman.
Is that Cosby?
Is that Cos?
Where?
Yeah, it is.
The one shirt just a small penis.
Down, it's the one right there. Right there. You're hovering over it.
Bill Cosby offensive tee. Oh boy.
What's it say?
Good morning, sleepy.
Dude.
That's killer fucking merch.
Damn, dude.
Bill Cosby offensive tee.
That took no time to make either.
Made
that guy was just like, hell yeah, dude.
Dude, just someone cranking them out in Bangladesh.
Look at that, dude.
That's number one seller on the boardwalk, dude.
Dude.
Just imagine you're in like a fucking sweatshop with suicide nets and you're cranking out sneakers and you're like, you get that assignment. You're like,
oh, no.
What's this one?
Hey, where the white
boy? Oh, that's from fucking Blade.
Yeah, that's
so.
Crap.
All right.
Yo, go hashtag.
That's crap.
Hashtag, dude, I'm telling you. Hashtag loving black women is the sickest Instagram handle.
My hashtags are black love. That's one of them.
Black love kind of offends love. Me, Lemaire, as an interracial relationship.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
Excuse me. I gotta say that. I go to black weddings and hear about black love, and I'm like, I'm sorry, guys.
Ugh.
Sweet.
This Matt, don't just... do this. I can't look at him kiss.
Black women. Dude, this is the funniest. So it's just white guys. Typically, it's mostly white guys with black girlfriends.
Uh-huh.
And they take it. It's funny because a lot of these white dudes. Not all of them, but they have like they're all bearded. That's the classic prototypical example. Left go down. Now underneath the guy in the infinity pool, it's that every single picture.